Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
What it do?
What's going on, Shouties?
Welcome back
to the Let's Make Out podcast.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Really? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we do what?
We make out all things love, life, and laughter.
That's right. And I'm your host, Gabrielle.
And I'm your other host, Chad.
So, yeah. Riel. What's wrong with you today? You guys, happy Thanksgiving.
I know, right? Happy Thanksgiving. Because, well, to the ones that are listening to it on Thursday.
On Thursday, when it drops.
If you're listening to it 2 weeks from now, then
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you anyway.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it was happy too. Oh. See?
But yeah, so.
Go ahead, just cue the music.
So yeah. Gabriel's over here struggling.
We've been having just technical difficulties all around.
Gabriel's over here struggling.
I'm struggling with life because I feel rushed, and I don't like doing this podcast rushed. It is currently 12:09, and our caregiver, I don't like the term caregiver. I don't like the term nanny. I don't like the term babysitter. What is a good word?
You know what? Our homie that's watching baby girl.
So, for now, we'll just say the nanny. She's only here until 12:30.
Exactly.
So, this is super rushed. And hopefully you enjoy the super rushed podcast.
It's not going to be super rushed, though, because all we do is just say, hey, mom, the nanny's going to bring down Reagan. Will you just watch her for a few minutes while we finish up this podcast?
That's true.
Girl, see, you got to have plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, plan F.
You want me to keep going? For the alphabet? You just plan the whole freaking alphabet?
Look,
no,
plan.
Please don't. Please don't. Y'all, I'm so over him. Anyway.
She ain't over me.
So. What was I going to say?
Who knows? You ain't talking about nothing. So, yeah. So, hopefully y'all are doing well. We doing well.
Eating some good food.
Yes, hopefully you're enjoying some really good food. And if you're listening to us while you're eating really good food, with your family.
That's great.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
No, I'm just playing. Yeah, very excited to be listened to you by it all.
Yeah.
But is that right? Be listened to you at all.
By
you. To be listened.
Y'all, can we just call this the struggle cast? Because we are struggling today. Why is it so difficult?
We are so thankful just to be listened to by y'all. Jinx, Gabriel.
No, you can't jinx me because you said y'all. That's right, too. Struggle cast.
We're gonna call this the struggle cast.
This is the struggle cast.
So,
but we're here, and we didn't want to leave you guys hanging, even though it was the holiday. We wanted to come and just do a quick little catch up. We just gonna talk to y'all. Like, we don't even have a topic for today.
Well, because what we were thinking about was we could say, you know, we could skip it because, you know, it's the holidays. But then we were like, you know what? Let's just talk about, since it is Thanksgiving, let's talk about like our Thanksgivings, you know, prior to. You know, like some of our favorite memories from Thanksgiving prior to being married, and then some of our favorite from being married.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, just kind of just give you some of our insight into some of our favorite things.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you guys will then turn,
share your
favorite memories or something that you've always wanted to do on Thanksgiving. Cause you know, Thanksgiving, I feel like it's a holiday where I feel like when I was a kid, I think it's time to jump right into it. We went and saw a movie on Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Almost like your every tradition? Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever knew that.
Mark would come up. He lived in Lafayette, so he would come up to Indianapolis.
Really?
And we would just end up going to a movie. Because, you know, Thanksgiving always has good movies. Shout out to Creed 2.
Oh, is that the one that's coming out this
Came out today. I cannot wait.
Oh, it came out today.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Today as in Thanksgiving.
Is that a kid friendly movie. Like, we wouldn't take Siege to see that.
I think it's PG-13.
Is it?
Because it's, Sylvester Stallone is, you know, in those movies, I feel like he didn't make them. It's not like gory blood.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some blood, but it's not like that.
Not like that type of.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I was trying to remember what the first one was like. Like, would Chad Jr.
He would have liked that. The first one.
He probably would have. He's into all of that fighting and stuff anyway, so.
But yeah.
So y'all would go to a movie. That's cool.
Go to a movie.
Would mom cook? Like, what? Would you have like a big Thanksgiving feast or?
Well, I wouldn't say Thanksgiving feast.
Feast is a bit, is it reaching?
Yeah, when you say feast, I'm thinking like, you know.
Feast or famine. I mean, one was it?
I'm thinking like, it was more like a, if I had to describe it as like a meal, like if a feast is like, you know, what you think of like a feast, you know what I'm saying? This was more like a, it's like the Lunchable of feast. It's like the Lunchable of feast. So it's like, you get some, but you don't really get, like, you can't go back for more. You know what I mean? Like,
what is the Lunchable? Okay.
Well, we would always have plenty of, though. We'd always have plenty of egg noodles and mashed potatoes.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I feel like, first of all, I feel like this is a very Caucasian thing to eat.
But you had it. It was good.
It was okay, but I don't necessarily put two starches together and call it a meal. Like, you're either going to have noodles or you're going to have mashed potatoes.
You have mashed potatoes?
Why would
you
put
mac and cheese
together?
That's two starches.
No, but I'm not making a dish called macaroni, sweet potato, and cheese. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How many y'all got a macaroni, sweet potato, and cheese
it
dish?
It probably ends up that way if you're one of the ones that, like, combine your food. Like, you get a bite of everything and then eat it. But it was the weirdest thing to me the first time I went to Thanksgiving.
She made it for us a couple of Thanksgivings ago when we hosted.
When we were at Mark's house the first time. And I was like,
oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was looking for, I think, macaroni and they didn't have it. Or sweet potatoes and they didn't
have
it.
That's so funny.
And they were like, we got these mashed potatoes and egg noodles. And babe was like, just wait till you try it, man. It's going to change your life. Life was not changed.
Life changed. She instantly, like, just, I mean, she fell on the floor.
So, yeah, let me know if you have had mashed potatoes and egg noodles before, if that's something that your family typically eats on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because I would love to know if there are any black people, honestly, that eat that.
Yeah.
Because
are there any non-Caucasians
totally,
that eat egg
totally
noodles
a
and
white
mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving?
Like anybody else.
Yes. Yes.
So anyway, so you would have plenty of that. Would she make a turkey?
Yeah, we'd have a turkey.
Okay.
And then if like family came over or something, then they would bring some stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So
and there were, yeah. And there were a few times where we would go to like to her mom's house.
Oh, okay.
And we would have, and she cooked more. Like she enjoyed cooking and she was like a, you know, she was like a stay at home.
Yeah.
They were retired at that point anyways, but she always stayed at home all her life and cooked. So like she was a,
that was her thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, so it's kind
of
like
still tripping off of a Lunchable.
I'm just saying, man, the Lunchable of feast, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, okay, what about you, sweetie? What's one thing that you used to? Was there like a tradition that you did on Thanksgiving?
I don't think that we had a tradition. I mean, we traditionally got together and had all the family and we ate. And I feel like as I've gotten older, that has gone by the wayside. Like, folks don't be wanting to cook no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just it doesn't happen. So okay, back when my great grandmother was alive, I feel like I don't know if we've done it a couple times since then, but like she had her sister's family, we would all get together with them. So it would like, you know, Nana and Auntie and then like Martha and her kids and, you know, all of the two families coming together.
She calls her Auntie. There's an R in there. I know we don't know where it came from, but it's there, just so you know.
We do call Auntie.
We do call
her
auntie,
name is Auntie. She's just Auntie, Nana's sister. So she's my great aunt. But we would all come together and have Thanksgiving. And I don't even remember who used to host it. I feel like Great Granny hosted it sometimes. And then Martha hosted it sometimes. Martha's mother, Aunt Mary Lou, when she was alive. Like, it would just be a whole big situation. And I just feel like over the years, you know, people have gotten older. People have passed away. And now the two families, we don't necessarily get together it's like that anymore. So now it might be Nana and her kids. Well, her kid, we're her kids too, but and then Auntie and their family, but then Martha, they do stuff separately. Exactly, so, you know, it's been a long time since we've all come together.
Yeah, I feel like it's only been
Thanksgiving.
I feel like we've never done like a thing with Martha's side as well.
Yeah, no, you never really experienced that, which kind of makes me sad to think about it, because I feel like we're at the last of the generation that hosts. For big events, because it's like at this point, Nana don't really feel like cooking like that anymore.
Yeah.
My mom will do it. She's done Thanksgiving before, but I feel like now it's getting ready to fall on like me and my cousins, and they don't cook. Like Auntie's kids, one of them, she'll host.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like I'm just like, who's going to be the rest of the family that we get together with?
Here's the thing. Like, Gabrielle's a really good cook. And when we did Thanksgiving here,
I did not cook a thing, y'all. I didn't cook.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. What did I cook? I made the mashed potatoes and the egg noodles.
She killed them, son. She killed them.
Because I had to make sure Babe had his
man. She hooked
one thing.
It up, son.
Okay,
oh my
but
goodness.
Our very first Thanksgiving in the house, we hosted. But my mom and my grandmother, they pretty much cooked.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll host. I'll buy the groceries. If y'all can just hook up the food, then we're good. One day, that is a bucket list for me, is to one day host Thanksgiving and actually cook the food.
You know what? You
but
and I
gotta
gonna
start
cook.
Practicing.
You and I gonna cook together.
Let's do it. Let's do it because. You know,
my egg noodles might be like ramen and be instant mashed potatoes or
no, I feel like we need to do that for our children's sake, you know, just so that they have.
I think it would be really,
the
really cool
of,
for them to see.
Yeah.
To see that like you don't have to. Because that's something we've been, you know, trying to figure out, is that because we don't cook so much, we don't cook a bunch, and
we're
always on the move or always on the go, is like, I think for the holiday experiences, if we can like...
We need to do that.
Cook at home.
Yeah.
Get Chad involved because he likes to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it is. I think it's a cool...
Yeah.
A cool thought to be able to do that. And I think it's something
it
we definitely
so maybe,
would be doing.
Maybe
yeah.
We'll host next Thanksgiving again. It will have been a couple of years. And for the last 2 years, our family, we've gone out to eat. Like, we're going out to eat on
today.
Thanksgiving this year. When you're listening, we're probably out to eat. And then last year, we went to Cracker Barrel. So I was like, okay, next year, somebody's got to cook. Like, I need for real Thanksgiving. I need Reagan to experience real Thanksgiving.
It's just
Thanksgiving.
Something about Reagan wants
like,
to experience, you know, as
you,
much as
she
be eating.
She just want
to
eat,
she
okay.
don't play no games.
So, yeah, maybe we'll host again next year. And I will actually try to make more of the food. It just seems so... overwhelming.
It seems like a lot.
Whole Thanksgiving dinner, especially when you're not a person like, and I'm a recipe mm-hmm. cook, so I'm gonna have to have all these recipes and looking and how do I make this, how do I make
see,
this
she,
I wouldn't even know where to start.
She says she's a recipe cook, but let me,
I am.
Let's be honest, like she I
let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest. So if I say, hey sweetheart, you know, hey, you mind fixing me some eggs, or if she offers to fix me some eggs, if I let her do it her way,
maybe we're talking about eggs,
there'd be about 14 different seasonings in there. She would.
We're talking about eggs here. That's very.
Well, what
very
I'm
basic.
Saying is though, that wasn't. It's not a recipe. You just start. You start putting spices together. I think like the real good cooks that have a that are able to taste things and mm-hmm. like your mom. Yeah, your mom like tastes things and oh, it needs more of this. Like I think you have that skill set too, and you might just not know it.
It could be.
Like when
or
you
could
made
be
your tuna salad the other night.
Yeah. I did. I made tuna salad.
You tasted it and you was like, I feel like we're missing something. So let me put this in, and you nailed it.
Yeah. I think it just comes with repetition.
Yeah.
Because
repetition is the father of learning.
I don't cook very often. So I guess the things that I do know how to make without a recipe, I cook. Those are the things that I like. I can make some spaghetti, but I still might even call my mom like, how much meat do you use again? Because I don't cook. Like that's another bucket list item for me also, is just to mm-hmm. cook more, because I want my kids to grow up and be like, man, my mom makes this bomb this, or you know what I'm saying? Like we had these dinners and we are the worst at family dinners. The absolute worst.
I don't say we're probably not the worst.
We are. It's very rare that we actually sit down as a family and eat dinner. We've gotten
at home.
Better at home. Now we eat out. We'll eat out and have family dinners all day. But like, so I don't know. I gotta be better. That's on my bucket list. Is just to be a better.
We both do. I think
mother
we both
and be a better mother when it comes to like cooking and stuff like that. Because I'm just it's just not my thing.
I'm about to start putting my foot down.
Good luck with that.
I'm going to start putting my foot
down. I sometimes think about that. Like, what would I do had I married a man that was, like, expecting dinner on the table at a certain time? But first of all, he'd have to adjust his expectations. But but luckily, you know, I'm blessed that my husband is, like, he don't care about that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to skip right to dessert.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? Like, forget some dinner. Let's go to dessert.
You know, it's just not everybody's calling. I'm going to work on it, though. That's I'm going to throw that on my list for a 2019 goal.
Did you say you were going to twerk on it? What'd you say? Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about dessert still. No, but okay. So yeah,
that, just family. Like, that was the one tradition that I can remember. It was just family. Like, we were always getting together. And the other tradition that I remember was Black Friday shopping. Black Friday shopping was like, I think that as a young girl, like, that's what it just, they just set me up for a tradition of going shopping on Black Friday. Me and my grandmother and great grandmother, like, we would take her to, like, she'd want to go to Macy's or, well, Ayers at the time, and we would shop, and they would buy me, like, jeans, and it was just so much fun. And that was, like, one of the things that I kind of kept up until recently, like, getting out and going Black Friday shopping, because I like to shop, but also because it was like a memory for me.
Yeah.
Like, that was such a precious memory for me to, like, go with my
and I never did that at all. Yeah. So
but now we're just talking about this, like, Black Friday now, which is now just,
it's now, it's Black Thursday. Tuesday through Sunday.
Yeah, like, I just don't understand, why do the stores need to open at 6 o'clock on Thursday? Let people spend time with their family. Like,
do the Black,
it's nothing that I need that, like, much that I need to do the normal thing that you used to do
Black Friday, like, open up at midnight or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then the workers as well get a chance to spend their time with their family. Yeah. But if they got to be at work at 6, you know, granted, I get it. Well, I don't even get it because I don't know. Yeah. But thankfully, hopefully the workers that are working, you know, on Thursdays, hopefully they're getting paid well because they're working on Thanksgiving. They need some triple time. Something because they're sacrificing, and we appreciate them sacrificing, but they're sacrificing their time with their family or their loved ones to go and work their job. Yeah. But it's like, why does it need to open at 6 o'clock? Why can't you just open up at, you could open up at 10 o'clock. I mean, it doesn't have to be no 6 o'clock.
Midnight. I think midnight was
when, like, it's actually Friday.
It used to be like 5 o'clock. Then it was like 4 o'clock. Then it was, you know, 2. Then it was midnight. And it's like, I feel like they should have just stopped at midnight. Just open up. Because
that, guess what? That's still Black Friday.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the start of Friday.
Yeah, but let folks have their Thanksgiving day.
It's interesting.
That is the craziest thing to me.
So who knows? I think at some point in time, we probably will do the... We always end up doing something on Black Friday. We end up going somewhere.
Oh, you know, I usually...
We just don't waste in the lines. The last time we did it was Prattville.
Yeah, those days of me waiting in line. I can remember when I lived in my apartment, I went to the... It was a Target, and they were having flat screen plasma TVs for, like, dirt cheap. And I sat outside in line with, like, a blanket because it was freezing for, like, 3 hours before they opened to get this plasma TV for my apartment. And I've done that for a couple of other things, and it's just like, man, it ain't that crucial. You're marking this stuff up to mark it down anyway. Like, I'm not... You'll have these sales again. And exactly. I'm more excited about Cyber Monday than anything because I shop online a lot. So I'm interested to see, like, what Amazon is going to have and stuff like that. But... Yeah, so do you guys do Black Friday shopping? Let us know. I haven't even looked at one Black Friday ad. I don't even know what's for sale.
True.
I couldn't even tell you.
It's true. I think, again, for me, the reason I enjoyed enjoyed it when you and I have done it, you know, it's because it is, like, for one, it's something that she, you know, enjoyed, but then also, like, it's a cool experience. Like, you know, but like, at the same time, it's like, it's just, I think that, you know, unless you need something that, or you really want something that they have going on, like, it's, to me, it's not worth it getting out there.
It's not.
Like, as late as, like, as early as they want you to or something like that. For me, it's just like, I'd rather hang out, chill for a little bit, and then get there. And if it's still there, then it's meant to be. If it's not there, then I didn't really need it.
Yeah.
Because I think that we bought a few things that we didn't need, but it was a good deal.
Just because it was a good deal. Yeah.
So.
Oh, let me get these $2 DVDs. You know, back when DVDs was a thing, they would have all of these DVDs.
And they still wrapped in the plastic.
And still, we donated them because they was wrapped in the plastic in storage. But yeah.
That's when they wasn't Blu-ray. They were regular Ray back then. They weren't even Blu-ray. Okay. It was just regular everyday old day Ray.
Every I can't stand you. But I don't know. Who knows what we're going
to
be doing?
Who knows? I think that that's something, you know, but I think that's interesting because we talk about that is that we want to, figure out what our traditions are. What are our traditions
of our family?
What are they going to be for our family? Because I think that when you become, you know, become one, mm-hmm. then that's where I think that it's okay to create what are the traditions for your family going to be, you know? And you have to think, I think you have to really think about those things because you might have a tradition of, you know, doing something that, you know, I might have a tradition of doing something that you're not even interested in at all.
That's true.
And so it's not right for me to say, it's not right for me to force that on you. But then there's also the compromise piece of like, well, how do we make sure everybody gets to enjoy their, you know, their memories and their day, but then also make something that's special and it's our own, mm-hmm. you know? So I think that's, so we still got to figure that out.
And I think we're doing good with Christmas. So like traditionally I'll cook breakfast and mom will come over.
She does these eggnog French toast. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Like I think we're doing good with Christmas. So we got to figure out what our Thanksgiving situation is. Speaking of Christmas, am I the only one that's out here blasting Christmas music like every day? I legit had a workout the other day and I listened to Christmas music my whole workout. I was like, yes, I was pumped. Christmas is like my absolute favorite time of the year.
She twerking the jingle bells over here.
Honey, I'm like getting it, okay? Specifically to the John Legend Christmas album. I love it. I'll listen to it. I can listen to it every day.
It's so really good.
We just wanted to come and talk to you.
We just want to come talk to you for a little bit. We have
family here right now.
From Alabama in town. Yes. And so we wanted to you know, make sure that we told you we wanted to be more consistent. So this mm-hmm. will be our third of the month.
Yes. We missed last week.
But you know, hey, I'm okay with, we're doing better. Mm-hmm. We said we want to be consistent, but we thought this would be a good opportunity just to come on here and tell you some of our memories, but then also prompt you to think about some of your memories because, you know, again, it's so easy to get wrapped up in what's happening today or what's happening tomorrow or next week.
Absolutely.
Where you forget completely about, you know, what has happened and what you're thankful for and, mm-hmm. you know, what you should feel blessed about. You know, it's easy just to get wrapped up in the moment.
Yeah.
And so I think take the opportunity, you know, take Thanksgiving to not only be thankful for, you know, not only be thankful for what's coming, but also be thankful for what's happening now and also mm-hmm. thankful for what's happened that's got you to here. And even if you're in a bad spot and you feel like you're in a bad spot, there are positive moments. There is some kind of brightness around somewhere. And I don't know what that is because I don't know everybody's situation, but you always have to try to do your best to think about what is positive in your life and how you can hone in on that, because the negativity is much more forefront and it's much easier to focus on, and negativity breeds negativity.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, positivity doesn't seem to breed positivity as much, but it can.
It can. It absolutely can. Yeah.
So I would say take the opportunity to think about, you know, what makes you happy? What truly makes you happy and what you're truly thankful for? And think deeply, you know, think really deeply about what it is, you know?
Yeah. Sorry. Hold on. The nanny is leaving. So I'm texting her. She was telling me she's out. So,
So I think, you know, so we're excited. We're excited that we, you know, we get to spend these Thanksgivings together. We get to, you know, like we got these two little kids, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. That we've got to figure out how to, you know, provide these cool experiences for them. Because we want them to have those. We yearn for them to have those, those, you know?
Yeah. And, definitely. We'll figure it out.
But you a bomb mom.
Oh, thanks, love. You're a bomb dad.
You are a great wife.
Fantastic. I feel like that dates us. Do people still say bomb?
I don't know. You're simply fantastic. Boombastic. Simply fantastic. But yes, I just want to take the ending here to tell you that I love you.
I love you.
And you are the bomb.
Thanks, love. You're the best.
You are the most amazing wife, mother, and just best friend.
Aw, you're so sweet.
In the world.
Thank you, love. I appreciate that. And if you didn't know, I'm uber thankful for you, okay? Like, thank you. Literally, babe was gone for a weekend, and I was like, just texting him the most crazy things because I don't know how to function without him. So it is true. The most ridiculous thing. So I was cute. Like, how much coffee do you usually make me?
It's so fun. She didn't even know how much coffee I make her because I make her coffee every morning. So
five different questions. And he's probably like, but this I girl would not survive without me.
But I love it.
And I'm so thankful for you and how you take care of us and provide for us. You're the best.
Thank you, boo. Yeah. We about to kiss right now. But yeah, so and we're thankful for y'all. We're yes. very thankful for to super everybody that listens. We're thankful to everyone that watches. Mm-hmm. And we're just thankful
thank you
for y'all.
So, to everybody that shares and tells people about us, because you don't have to. Mm-hmm. Like, we appreciate the support that we get from you guys because it's overwhelming at times. Like, you guys are dope. So
you
thank
are.
Thank you.
So we're not about to sit here and get emotional.
I know, right? Y'all got me about to cry.
But yeah, no, it's just it's pretty awesome. Just being a part of your lives, and it's awesome that we get to have you in our mm-hmm. lives as well. You know, we might not meet all of you or any of you
yeah.
ever in life in real, you know, in person, but we truly, you know, every day we try to we hope and pray that we bring you encouragement.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we you know, and that we show you love and positivity.
Yeah, and you guys impact us just as much as we impact
you. Do.
You.
We learn yeah. from you. We you know.
You guys encourage us. You pray for us. You yeah. you know what I'm saying? Like, you put smiles on our faces. Like, it's
absolutely. Like, so, with that said, we hope you enjoyed.
Yes. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving. We have a great Black Friday. Be safe. Mm-hmm.
Don't spend money that you don't have.
Exactly.
Don't put yourself in debt for Black Friday.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Or Cyber Monday.
Right.
But yeah, so you, a few ways you can follow the podcast, keep mm-hmm. up. You can actually go to our website, gaybabetv.com. You can get everything there.
.com.
Or you can go to, see if I get this right, Twitter is Let's Make Out Pod. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, Let's Make Out Podcast.
That is correct.
So, and or you can follow us. Gabriel is at Gabe Flowers. Mm-hmm. Her fitness is at Gabe Flower or Gabe Fix Fitness.
Okay,
sorry.
You're telling all of the social
that's right.
media
and mine
handles
is at C Raider 12. So might as yeah. well throw them all out there.
I know. Keep up with us. Let us know your favorite parts from today's episode. You can screenshot it and tag us. You can put, you know, tweet us and use the hashtag Let's Make Out Podcast. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, we're going to get back to answering you guys' questions in the next, you know, the upcoming episode. So you can send us an email or you can tweet us questions with the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe.
That's right.
So I feel like that's everything.
I feel like that's it.
And now we got to go tend to the family.
So we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Deuces.
Or we'll talk to you next time.
One of those. Deuces.
Bye.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want, choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana. Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.